Welcome to the Elite Life with Trisha and Kylie. This is where we'll teach you how to develop grit, give yourself grace, and succeed in real estate. So let's dive in.
What up, listeners? Welcome to another episode of Elite Life. I'm Kylie, and I'm excited, to, as always, to be here with... She tried to sneak it in. You're not T-Money. You can't name yourself.
It actually wasn't me. It was ChatGPT.
No way, ChatGPT.
I took an old episode and put it in there, and so it just kept my gangster name.
All right. I'm here, Kay Kizzle, with T-Money, and today we are going to be talking about the best way to host an open house. And make it amazing. We're going to have to get Dave to get some, like, clapping. You know how, like, the studio clapping?
I'm super excited because this is something that every realtor and or people that are going to sell their house should be interested in hearing, because your realtor should be doing these things and you should be having your house ready in this way. And if you're a realtor, you need all of these great tips to make your open houses even better, to sell faster, and to leverage for more buyers. Sometimes the biggest part of an open house isn't even necessarily selling the house that you're hosting open. It might actually be to get you more buyers to leverage and fill your pipeline. Of course, you want to do both of those things
at the same time. And this is how you're going to do it.
This is how you do it.
Here's the blueprint. All right. So before we dive into the toolkit, let's discuss really quickly why hosting a remarkable open house is so important in real estate.
Absolutely. Open houses are the prime opportunity to showcase a property and connect with potential buyers, as I said, on a personal level. So it's all about creating an experience that leaves a lasting impression.
Not just throwing a sign in the yard, because as a real estate agent, sometimes what I like to do is I'll shop other open houses, you know, in all of my spare time, and I'll just pop by, like, if there's one in our neighborhood, and I really check out what people are doing, and I will find things where I'm like, man, I really would have done that better. Or there have definitely been some takeaways that I've totally stolen.
Yeah. And hey, realtors, you don't know if other potential sellers are shopping your open house to see if they want to use you as their realtor.
Exactly.
Or not.
So exactly.
Take these things to heart, take action. And first up, which I had actually never thought of when how I got introduced to the first step is when I listed my house and Andy and Kristen Shoop, there it is, did my open house, and they brought a portable speaker.
Genius. I wouldn't have thought of that either.
Yeah, it sets the mood with some background music, and make sure you got a charger so you can keep it juiced up through the event. I never thought about bringing a portable speaker to play music from my phone, and I was like, oh, that's so easy and super smart.
Right. And I will tell you, we've done, I've been to some open houses where, and even showings where they've got music going. If they know that, like, you know how you can, the weekend you open showings, if your sellers are gone, you leave cookies, you leave the music going, you set, you know, all the lights and stuff like that. So this one is a sleeper, but it is a game changer for sure.
Yeah, and I think it makes people more comfortable talking too, because it's not like this awkward silence where all you hear is footsteps on the wooden floors.
Yeah, and it can also be like a noise buffer too when you've got multiple people in the house and maybe they're asking you specific questions or they really want to buy the house, you know, or maybe you're trying to engage the buyers and ask them questions about their home search. You want to make sure that you have that noise buffer there to where if someone's standing in the kitchen while you're in the living room, you can have a reasonable conversation with, you know, with this buyer without sharing all of their information with the people standing over there.
Right. And next we have sign-in sheets and clipboards.
Yes.
Very, very important to keep track of your visitors, brochure stands to display your property details, and of course, pens for signing in and taking notes. Like, it, you really, the way we did them at my house, that when we did an open house, we had the listing ticket on top with the agent that was hosting the open houses information, and then the seller's disclosures underneath there. That way people could, you could have them sign in after they signed in, give them a packet of information, and then walk them around the house or let them walk around the house.
Yeah, and one thing is there's a little bit of a dispute going on the best way to have the sign-in sheet, right? So I've seen some people where they have the clipboard right by the door and they will allow people to give their information. And one lady who did it that way told me the way that she set up her sheet was like in strips. So like if you're watching visually, she would have like four things on the page, and you just, and she said what she would do is she would always tear off the bottom one so it looks like someone else has already been there, and people are like, oh, people have already been here, yada yada. And then the other way that people do it is they'll meet people at the door and say, hi, I'm so and so, welcome in, what's your name, who's your agent or whatever. And that is a key question to have on your intake sheet. If people are coming in and they don't look like they have an agent, you know, getting their name, getting their phone number, getting their email address. And then if they tell, here's one thing is I caught some people who just didn't want me to try and, be their agent. They told me I have an agent. Okay, well, let me just write down your name and phone number. That way, you know, if you have any questions or I can follow up with you if anything happens, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, we have an agent. We have an agent. I'm like, okay, what's your agent's name so that I can keep in touch with them or look out for their phone call?
Yeah, absolutely. That's important too, because in real estate, we have something called procuring cause. So if a random person just walks through and they say, I have an agent, we need to know who that agent is, because if they write an offer with their cousin, who's a realtor, and this other agent calls us and is like, hey, my clients walked through your property, I'm owed a commission, you know, we need to have some sort of track and record of who they reported as their agent, and then be able to differentiate if somebody else wrote their offer because maybe they have some back end deals or something.
Right. Yeah. So the two different ways, and some people are sketched out, like during COVID or like right after COVID, that was an excuse I gave people when they didn't want to give me their name and phone number or their email address. I'm like, listen, I have to have this info for tracking in case someone reports from the, you know, from the open house that they had COVID, blah, 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 blah. I mean, all of that's gone now, which I'm happy about, but just some little tips and tricks on how you can make sure you can capture on every single lead that comes through the door.
Yeah, another really easy way to get people to sign in is, hey, make sure you sign in. That way, if we get price updates or we go to a highest and best or anything changes with the property, I can make sure you always get the most up-to-date info.
Yeah.
Up-to-the-minute info. You want to know if we have a price change or if we're doing a highest and best so you don't miss out on it. And then the next thing is obviously having a stack of your business cards ready, or other people are doing QR codes. Like, hey, just scan this QR code for information about the property and my personal contact information. That way, if you guys have any questions later, I can answer those questions for you. So business cards or QR codes or
both. Love the QR code idea, because when they scan the QR code, it could take them to the sign-in form. It's like, okay, give us your information. We'll email you all the information about the house and blah, 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 blah. That's super genius.
Yeah, and keep you up to date.
I love that a lot. My favorite, water and snacks. Everybody loves, listen, this is America. Everybody loves free food.
Absolutely.
Unless it's gross. So make sure you don't have gross snacks. What I like to do is things that are individually wrapped, allergy free. So peanut free, tree nut free, because you just never know anymore. But you also want to keep in mind, I know a lot of people do cookies. Cookies are crumbly. Mm-hmm. And these people are walking around the house eating their cookies and crumbling on your client's carpet, which is a no-no. So I've seen people do... I've seen people do like the power bars. Those are individually wrapped, little bags of like Smart Pop or chips or something like that. And then what they're doing with the water bottles is they're putting their business card, their business info on the water bottle, because that's something that someone will care. I know from personal experience, I do this all the time. I will carry that water bottle around all day. I'll refill it, and then it's in the... It ends up on the floor of my car. But still, and if I'm seeing your information or if somebody asks me like, oh, what was that realtor's name? Bop, bop, bop. It's on the floor of my car. Dig around in the dirt And I find it.
Yeah. I will tell you too, again, I'll keep going back to when we sold our house because I really got that like personal feel for everything and what worked and what didn't work. I had an island in the middle of my kitchen and I took like just a plastic dollar store container. I filled it with all kinds of different snacks. Like you said, the Smart Pop, the power bars, gummy fruit snacks. But again, with fruit snacks. I want to remind you because this did actually happen. A kid got a package of fruit snacks and I had to clean them up off of my carpet and my hardwood floor. So make sure whatever snacks that you leave, I also had suckers, you're prepared that you may have to clean those up. However, I had all the snacks and then around the rectangular snack bucket, I had waters, Propels, only clear liquids because I didn't want anybody spilling anything on my carpet. And I put a little sheet that said, I forget exactly what it said, but it was something along the lines of like, I know it's extremely stressful and there's a lot of long days when you're looking at properties. Please feel free to help yourself to a snack or a drink. We're really excited and hope you love our home. And so that gave them also the permission to take what they wanted, however much they wanted, because I will say sometimes I've been showing houses and there may be like a bucket of like candy with a couple bottles of water. And my clients are like, should we take it? Are we allowed to take it? Is it for us? Is it not for us? And if it's just on like a little table in a nook, you may not know, you know, you're right. Like, I think so, but I'm not sure. And so you just want to make it really clear and really comfortable. Like, hey, this is for you. And it's just something cute too to say like, hey, like, we know this is a hard, stressful period for you too. Grab a drink, grab some food. Because here's the thing. You want people when they walk around a house, whether you're the seller or you're the agent, you want them to be in a good mood, to feel comfortable. If it's hot out, have the AC on. If it's cold out, make it warm in there. Have the lights on. Have snacks ready. Make sure they're not thirsty. Make sure they're not hungry. Make sure their kids have something in their hands. We actually also had put, we had this big box of sunglasses from Trent's grad party. And so we were like, what are we going to do with 500 pairs of sunglasses? So we actually put those out too. We were like, also, if you need some sunglasses because it's a sunny day out, feel free to grab a pair of these.
People
for free.
Took them?
Yeah, we left them as like, hey, there's all these pairs of sunglasses. If you need some shades, have a free gift on us. And people took class of 2022 Trent Borschek sunglasses.
Oh, that's amazing.
So we gave out swag too. So you can have a little swag bucket too.
Absolutely. And the other thing you want to make sure that you have to hand out are the open house flyers, the MLS sheet, the listing ticket. A map of the neighborhood is super helpful, especially if you are in a neighborhood like Trish was in, where there's a lot of community stuff. There's a community pool. There's a clubhouse that you can use, where there's a playground. So having that map, where's the bus stops, put the bus stops on that map. That way the parents know, you know, do I got to sit at the front of the sub? Do I have to come all the way back? Should my five-year-old walk? You know, stuff like that. That's super important. And then you also want to have the financial flyers for your lender. That way, if people come through, maybe they don't have a lender, maybe they hate their lender, you are able to refer business to people that you already know, like, and trust, who in turn will take good care of the people, make sure the deal goes through, yada, yada, yada.
I love that map of the neighborhood one, because in our sub, not only was the bus stop right down the street, but our mailboxes were too. So right. That was a question I got very often, was like, where are the mailboxes? Yeah. Where do I get my mail at? And I had never thought of a map of the neighborhood. So that's
if you print it and put it in a page protector, they can hang that on the fridge when they move in until they're familiar with where everything's at.
Yeah. So last but definitely not least, and what you want to have with you is emergency items. So air freshener, super important. Make sure it's a neutral scent. I like clean air, candles in a lighter. Again, if it's fall, you can do one of those fall scents, like a vanilla.
It's super. What do you mean vanilla? Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Let's just leave it there.
I like vanilla. Okay. Door stops to hold heavy doors open or like sticky doors. Hand sanitizer, definite, always must. Antibacterial wipes. Roll of paper towels, toilet paper, just in case like people are moving out. They might not necessarily have a lot of extra supplies.
Yeah.
A first aid kit is always great. Sometimes you cut a finger or something like that. Hand soap, hand towel.
What are you doing at your open house?
I mean, you could slam your door, your hand on a door. door. Like, you could go to pick something up and it's sharp and you don't realize. Maybe you're like moving a piece of furniture out of the way outside or something. Like, I've went to go move things and I'm like, oh, my hand is dirty, my hand is bloody. Like, you just never know what you're gonna encounter.
I'm dirty and bloody. Like, so basically,
be prepared.
An open house is like an entire day and night of camping. Yeah. So you're just gonna pack your sleeping bag and your crock pot.
Well, and the biggest thing is a chair. Like, if this house is vacant, make sure you bring a chair. You don't want to stand for 4 hours in a vacant house.
And there's been times where I've been super glad that I had the chair too, because there was I was doing an open house, it was vacant. I had a chair and I had brought an extra chair because my lender was supposed to come with me and she had something so she couldn't make it. And then this whole gaggle, like this whole family came in. I'm talking mom, dad, grandma, great grandpa. We're all in this house and great grandpa needed to sit down. So I was able to give grandma and great grandpa a chair to sit in while everybody else looked at the house. And I was really wondering how they were going to fit all these people in this house.
Yeah.
I was wondering that.
And then for some extra touches, things that I've seen different agents use, there's a really cute doormat. You can Google like realtor doormats and it just says, welcome to Trisha Dork's open house or welcome to Elite Realty's open house, like having a little doormat your open house,
especially if you're in the Midwest like we are, where literally there are 8 months out of the year where there's wet feet, dirt, mud, snow, rain, all the things.
Yep. And that includes shoe covers, yes. Some masks, because if there's lots of people in there, someone might want to just grab one because there's a full like house full of people.
Yeah.
And then balloons. I love to bring balloons and put them on my signs, because when people are driving by, they see the balloons and then that draws their eye down to the signs. So I always put balloons on all of my signs.
Okay, so here's an alternative for people who are like me and hate the life out of balloons because they get tangled and they're in the car and they're everywhere and I hate them.
Wah.
Go to the dollar store or hop on Amazon and get some super colorful pinwheels and tape those to your signs.
You could do pinwheels.
I know I can because I've been there, done that. And it worked just fine. Thank you, madam. And I didn't have to deal with all the tangled mess of the damn balloons.
All right. So there is a toolkit. So you'll be well prepared to host an amazing open house. We will also, if you want this as a downloadable resource, you can go to mystarsacademy.com and we will have a downloadable resource for you on a toolkit for hosting an amazing open
checklist.
House. And now let's dig into the day of the open house. This is where your preparation, all your preparing, and your professionalism truly shine. So what do we do on the day of an open house?
What do we do on the day of an open house? All right, so you're going to want to make sure you give yourself plenty of time to prepare. Extra time if you have children like I do. I literally wake up at 5:30 a.m. on open house day because I want to make sure. The one thing that I do is I prepack my car. So in the morning, all I have to worry about is making sure I have a lunch and making sure that my clothes are on straight and that my makeup is on, my hair looks good. So the night before, you're going to want to put all your signs, all of your stuff in the car. A lot of times what I will do is if I'm having an open house on Saturday, if it's relatively close to my home, Friday, I will go and I will put the signs out if I'm able to. If not, I put those in the car the night before. I put all my snacks, all my things, everything that I'm going to need is already in the car from the night before. So I don't even have to worry about it or think about it. Give yourself time to prepare. You're going to want to block the whole day for the open house. So like if you're having a 4-hour open house, you're literally going to start 2 to 3 hours before and you're going to be cleaning up and carrying on for about an hour and a half afterwards. So just make sure your whole day is covered so you're not stressed out. And the other thing too, what happens is what I've noticed is that you could be dead all day and that last hour, that last 30 minutes, you're going to have people coming through. And if you see that people are lingering and coming through, your open house just went from 3 to 5 to 3 to 6 to 3 to 6:30. Because the goal, again, is to make sure, number one, you sell this house and number two, you connect with as many potential clients as possible. So give yourself plenty of time, block out the whole day, dress professionally. This is one thing where I don't love this new thing where like professional people show up in like sweatpants and a t-shirt.
Leave your baseball caps at home, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Jeans, a t-shirt, and a baseball cap. I don't care. That is not attire for a freaking open house.
No, it's not. And I'm not.
How do I know you're an agent?
Yeah.
How do I know you're not just some random kid off the street?
I'm not saying you have to go like Jim Halpert, like I'm wearing a tuxedo, but if you are going to do jeans, like make sure they're nice, crispy, dark jeans, but better yet, put on some real pants.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
what we're calling
how about,
them?
How about a dress shirt, a blazer, a polo? Something yes. nice.
Something nice. Make sure that you look professional. Like Trisha said, every open house is an interview. You might, we all know that when one house in the neighborhood goes up for sale, a lot of them follow. And so it's important if the neighbors are shopping you for their real estate agent that you look and feel like a professional real estate agent. And then you're going to want to have the proper mindset. How you show up will determine the success of the day. So when you, what I like to do is I've never been one for mantras like, I am beautiful, I am smart. Like I don't play that game. However, what I do is I psych myself up. So on the way, like I'm blasting like Busta Rhymes, NSYNC, and I'm like, today's gonna be a great day. I say my prayers. I'm mentally ready. I tell myself, I'm selling this house today. I'm getting buyers today. I'm doing business today. And I just get amped up like you do before like a basketball game. So that is really how you want to start your day and how you want to prepare yourself.
Yeah. And I would say just one extra thing to add to that. Make sure you've done your homework. People are going to ask you, what elementary school is here? What high school is here? Where's the closest park? Where do people like to eat? Like, I always make sure I ask the sellers, like, what did you like to do around here? What was your draw to the neighborhood? What's your favorite activity on a Sunday
and
afternoon?
A lot of times they will give you a ton of great information. Like when I was selling the one in Coventry Gardens in Livonia, their neighborhood does a lot of stuff. They do food trucks, they do block parties, they have snowman building contests, they have Winterfest, they have all of these things. And one thing you want to do at your listing appointment is ask that question and have them fill out a sheet so that can be another handout. Like we were talking about, you can have a specific sheet, do a Canva template. Here's the best restaurants. Here's where the schools, here's the elementary, middle, and high school. Because yes, all of that is on the listing ticket, but most people, like, it's great to have all these things in one spot. Here's all the community events, blah, 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 blah. That is a great idea you can hand people, because that, like, especially for families, that is something that you can hand the parents, because right now the parents are looking at the house and keeping their kids from tearing the house up. They're not really absorbing a lot of information.
yeah. And I know, like, we speak to families a lot just because that's where our mindset is because we have kids. But make sure you have stuff on there for everybody. What are the local gyms? What are the local dog parks? Not where's everybody the best, is a family.
Where's the best place to get a drink in this town?
Please. Where can I get good craft beer? Right? Like, okay. So make sure you have something for everyone on those lists and you are all inclusive, thinking outside your own personal box. So when it comes to what to bring to the open house, we already gave you a really good rundown of like your toolkit to always keep in your car. But a few more items to consider. Obviously, you want a lot of signs. Signs. You can never have too many open house signs. I want you to put them everywhere. All the major crossroads, all the corners, throughout the neighborhood. Like realistically, if you could have 100, like there used to be a webinar, like how to have like a mega open house. And the guy said, like, no joke, he put out 100 open house signs for his open houses. They were freaking everywhere and they literally were like arrows leading the way with like a bright spotlight to his house. So there was no wondering what house is the open house, and you, wherever you were driving, you knew to go down that way and get that open house.
Yeah. And it's important to make sure that if your open house is like in the back of a labyrinth sub, where you're like right turn, left turn, straight, left, right, like that you make sure every single juncture that you have a sign. I think the last open house I did, I had 15 open house signs, and most of them were inside the neighborhood, directing people directly to the house.
Yeah. And so then, like, we have when you arrive, like, what are the essential steps, Kylie, for when you arrive to the property itself?
So I always get there an hour, sometimes an hour and a half ahead of time. I added the half hour because I've done plenty of open houses where no matter how many times I told my sellers to get everything cleaned, it was not. So that's other things that I always carry. I always have stuff to wipe things down, Windex, yada, yada, garbage bags. So sometimes I have to do a little bit more cleanup. I never park directly in front of the property. I always unload all my crap and then park down the way. You're going to turn on all of the lights in the house. You're going to open the blinds. You're going to, you know, make sure that everything looks as good as it does. You're going to make sure that the toilet seats are closed, the towels are in place. You're going to make sure the trash cans aren't overflowing. If you are giving snacks and refreshments, you're going to make sure that people clearly see where the trash is so that they're not wandering around with trash in their hand. Tidy up. Hide all your personal stuff. I usually hang out in the kitchen area. So I will take all of my purse and everything and I'll put it usually under the kitchen sink. Most people aren't looking under there when they're showing the house. Have your phone on, but don't be on your phone. You want to make sure you have your phone and you have service. That way, if people ask you about other houses or you need to take some info or you need to do some business, you can do that. Make sure that all the doors are unlocked that need to be unlocked. Set up the sign-in area, turn on your music, prop open the front door, and do a live. I always make sure that I do a live on Facebook, on Instagram, throw videos up on TikTok. Literally tell everyone, and that's something I do throughout. So like if I'm there for 3 or 4 hours, you know, every 45 minutes I'm going live, I'm giving updates, I'm doing tours. Maybe at the first live, I don't show the whole house. I just show the front of the house and the living room. So those are all really great things that you can do before people even start coming in to make sure that you are successful.
I love that. And we still need to unpack what to do during the open house and when it ends. So I want everybody to just, we're going to pause for a word from our sponsor, but do not leave because we have so many really great, important tips for you to crush your open house and fill your pipeline.
Do you know more than 80% of real estate agents fail and quit in their first year of business? MyStarsAcademy.com has set out to solve this problem by providing a convenient, expert-based training and coaching program for both agents and brokers. The Agent Accelerator program teaches agents everything they need to know to level up their business, have a constant flow of free leads, convert those leads into clients, and take those clients to the closing table and keep them coming back for more as repeat business. Our industry experts have years of proven success in the business and are here to share that gold through one-on-one coaching. This will help you achieve more structure and work-life balance. We will map you a plan you can follow, which will guide you through the steps to scale and grow in both your business and personal life. Don't be a statistic. Visit MyStarsAcademy.com and enroll today so you can get the success you deserve.
And we are back. Make sure if you missed any part of what we already went through.
Round one was hot, y'all. Round one was hot.
Re-listen and take notes. Actually, no matter what, re-listen and take notes. You need these notes. Again, you can also go and get a downloadable resource from MyStarsAcademy.com on how to plan, prepare, and execute an epic open house where you fill your pipeline with buyers and sell that house. Kylie just went over what you do upon arrival to the property, and now we're going to talk about what do you do during the open house, Kylie?
So you have to be the host. So sometimes you have to invite people in. So I'll see, as soon as I see people pull up, I'm like a boxer at the front door. I'm doing the wiggle. I'm like, hi guys, come on in. Welcome. So I welcome people in. I let them know, you know, hey, we're here. When they come in, you know, you want to ask them, get them to sign in, get their information, yada, yada. You always want to make sure that you're in view. So a lot of times, depending on how the house is set up, I'm standing in front of the door or I'm standing in front of the window that leads out to the street so people can see that, yes, someone is in there and it's time for us to come in. Post-COVID, I don't do a lot of handshakes anymore because people are still kind of weird. But You want to shake people's hands. You want to greet them. You want to introduce yourself. Hey, I'm Kylie. Welcome to the house. Who are you? How long have you been looking? You just want to kind of run down and get an idea of who's coming in. And then you want to hand them the flyer and give them some directions. After you've greeted them and get their sign in, you want to give them some directions. Okay, I'm going to let you guys look around. Let me know if you have any questions. There's snacks and refreshments over here. Feel free to take, you know, what you need, what you want. And, I think that's really where I kind of leave it. If I see them like they need, if I see like they need more help, I'll offer to walk them around or I'll let them know it's okay to walk around by themselves. Holy Moses.
I love that for you. I'm over here. If you're not watching on YouTube, I'm fighting my dog. Ollie really wants to be a part of the show. If you are watching, you
everyone say hi to Ollie. Hi, Ollie.
Ollie's very excited about real estate and open houses.
He's the worst co-host, though. He is the worst. Kylie, here comes producer Dave.
Can you let him know what to do after the open house ends?
Okay, so we're going to break this down really quickly. Obviously, you're going to want to take down all your signs. So I start from the inside out. You're going to, you know, go around, shut off all the lights, close up all the windows, make sure that there's no trash, make sure you leave everything the way you found it. Put all of your stuff away, put it in your car, and then you drive around the neighborhood and you're going to make sure that you pick up all your signs. There have been a couple times where like 2 weeks later, I've gotten people calling and saying, hey, your sign is still on the avenue in the middle of this street and this street. Your open house is not today. Can you pick up your sign? Or sometimes I'll forget about them and then I'll go back to pick them up. I'm like, well, somebody already did that job for me. So I owe Trisha about $25 for the sign.
Kim, please note that Kylie is the reason we have no open
house. It is me. Hi, I'm the problem. But no, you just want to make sure, like, the mindset I have is I want my sellers to be happy when they come home. Not only do I want to give them good feedback, and that's one thing I forgot to mention is people are leaving. I always ask them. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being hell no and 5 being absolutely I have to have this house, where are you guys at? Try to get some feedback, because the thing is if you gave feedback to your sellers at the listing appointment and it was something that they didn't, they were like, oh no, I don't want that. Oh, that's fine. Oh, that's fine. And then you're getting feedback from people that says, yeah, you know, I feel like the price is right, except for I feel like it's a little too high because of XYZ, or you get any type of feedback. You want to bring that back to your sellers, right? Because that's going to help them get a good perspective on maybe why people haven't made any offers on the house and things like that. So just backtracking just a hot minute.
Make sure you also write down, like, you have the sign-in sheet, so just write next to the name, like, 4 and then circle it, 3 yeah. and a half and then circle it, so that later on when you're going through that sign-in sheet and you're following up with everybody, you know who was a 4 or who was a 5, and you can let the seller know too. You had 10 showings and all of them were a 1, and yeah. here was the feedback that we need to address.
Right. We need yeah. Because a lot of times, especially in this market, sellers don't want to take your expert advice.
You know.
So just keep that in your back pocket. All right. So when you're packing up, you literally just want to put yourself in the mindset of making sure that your sellers are happy when they come home. I try to view the house as if it was my own house. How would I want to come home? The counters are wiped down. There's not crumbs all over the floor. There's not tracks all through the house. So you literally just slowly back out, pack up all your stuff, put it in your car. And then you want to make sure you, one thing that I do is, like I said, I put out a lot of signs. I make a map of the neighborhood and I put where all my signs were and I take inventory. I had 25 signs. There are 20 here. I'm missing 5. Where are they? I have had signs disappear during the open house because people, and I don't put them in people's yards. I put them on the corner, which is kind of like public space.
It is.
And I go back later and they're gone. And I try to ask people. It doesn't always work. I've had people come out of their house and be like, you, I couldn't mow my lawn because you had your sign there. So I threw it in the trash. And I'm like, thank you, Karen. Have a nice day.
Yeah.
And I just move on.
Don't forget to put the key back in the lockbox.
Yeah, put the key back. Just lock up the house. But then once you get home, you want to start following up.
Yeah. And also, if you, this is really crucial because I, as a broker and the listing agent, I often have other agents run my open house to give them the opportunity to get buyers from it and to let buyers feel a little more comfortable talking to somebody other than the listing agent. So if you are hosting an open house for somebody else, do them a solid and text them the feedback so they can download with the seller. Like, hey, you know, Shelly said XYZ. And then I also always make sure to let my sellers know, hey, listen, my partner, Kylie, is going to do your open house. I do it this way because a lot of times buyers feel more comfortable talking to somebody who's not the listing agent or just freely talking. That way they know, like, you're not just not doing the open house because you don't feel like they're important. It's so you can give them, you know, a better experience if you choose to use that route. And not every agent does, of course. You may want to host your open houses because you get buyers from them for your listing. It is completely up to you. Both ways are great. But if you are hosting for somebody else, please give them the feedback so that they don't have to like run you down and say, hey, Kylie, what happened at my open house? Exactly. Because their sellers are instantly calling and texting them and going, did we have people? Does somebody want to offer? What's happening? Right.
And one thing that I didn't mention at the beginning, like just some marketing tips that have really helped and I've noticed makes the difference in a couple of the open house, you know, in the open houses that I've done before I learned these tips, it's made a difference. So if you are able to, if you're having a Saturday open house, try and door knock the neighborhood before, because you never know who, you know, who's got some family moving to town, who has a coworker moving to town, or, you know, something like that. Or again, you want to be the first touch for anyone else in the neighborhood who sees that house going up and is watching that house and is seeing how much it sells for and how it goes. So try and flyer the neighborhood. If you're doing a Saturday or Sunday, and you're not able to get out there on Friday, that's another reason why I get there early, walk around, meet the neighbors, hand out the flyers, things like that. And then I think on Stars Academy, we posted one thing is you want to advertise everywhere. So about a week before the open house, I start blasting it all over Facebook. We share it on Elite Realty. We share it over here. We share it over there. And then I also send an email blast to everybody in my database, which is buyers, sellers, current clients, past clients, vendors, investors, like literally everybody gets the open house flyer so they know that it's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. I am big, big, big on posting my open house flyers in Facebook groups. So I go and become, and you do have to start this a week ahead of time. Usually you have to become a member of all, like say it's in Clarkston, right? All the Clarkston Facebook groups, Clarkston Mom to Mom, Clarkston Garage Sales, Clarkston Things to Sell. We love Clarkston, blah, blah, blah. Become a member of all of the groups. That sometimes is a 2-day process to get approval. And then post your open house a few days ahead of time because, again, moderators sometimes take time to approve those houses. So I will post that I'm having the open house a few days ahead of time. I also post that morning, but sometimes those don't get approved until the next day. So I want to stay relevant and stay top of mind, but I also want to start the process. Like, you can never overpost, but you can wait too long. Like, there's been times where, you know, things just slipped by me because of whatever, and it's the morning of my open house and I posted in all the groups, but it doesn't get approved until the next day and now my open house is over.
Right.
So it's like I do want to post it 2 days before, the day before, and the day of, because different people are going to see it. Different posts are going to get approved at different times. I want to have it in all those groups. Those groups are money, guys. When I post my open house in those groups, it makes all the difference.
And the other thing that I want to point out is if you are a member of the Chamber of Commerce for where you are selling the house, then you want to tap them too, because a lot of times they will help you market. They'll blast it out to everyone in their database. They'll put it on their Facebook group, yada, yada, yada. That's a good, you might have to pay for it depending on how their membership goes. But that's what I was learning about the Waterford Chamber of Commerce. Is she's like, yeah, anytime you guys do an event, anytime you have a listing, anytime you have an open house, just send us the flyer, tell us what you want. Or if you just give us the information, we'll quick do a Canva for you and we'll blast it out to everybody, Instagram, Facebook, email.
I love that. And so last but certainly not least, safety tips.
Yeah, don't die. Don't get killed and murdered. during your open house.
I mean, this is really serious. So there was a while where there was a big like open house theft ring going on a few years back. Yeah, it was back when we were in our old office. So it was actually over 10 years ago. I'm like, just a little while ago. It was over 10 years ago.
Time goes.
But nonetheless, I'm sure that that still happens all the time. But there was literally people that were going to, they were targeting open houses. They were going there and they were stealing stuff from the open houses, posing as buyers. So always be alert and have an exit. I can tell you, I do not enter basements with people. I never, ever, ever enter basements with people. Not at open houses and not even with my own clients. It is just a policy I have. And now it's like inside of me. And so my brain just goes, we don't walk down into basements. I always have an exit. I'm always alert. If the situation feels weird or unsafe, just walk out the front door. And if it's like escalating, don't be afraid to call the police. Like, it is better to be safe. And don't ever, 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 ever enter a house if you feel like it's been broken into or somebody is in there that shouldn't be.
Yeah. Squatters are fun.
I was just about to say, especially in Michigan or other states where it is cold, when it is cold outside, people and animals want to get inside where it's warm. So if you are hosting an open house at a vacant home and, you know, we always like say, like, knock on the door really loud and then listen. Like, listen, are things moving around? Is there voices? Is there anything? Like, be aware. Don't be naive like I was when I started in real estate, just kicking down doors and not.
Dude, I will never forget the story that you tell where, like, you went in the house. You were showing a house in Detroit or something. You went in the house and, like, the whole floor was ice. And, you just, like, went sliding across and almost died under the kitchen table.
It was terrifying. I went in a back door. It was a house that I was monitoring for a bank. So it was an REO. So nobody had been there in so long. It had got foreclosed. And because of the winter, the pipes had froze. Busted, water filled the whole kitchen. The kitchen floor was an ice rink. I open the door, take a step in, go sliding, hit the ground. I narrowly avoided the kitchen countertop corner by just
mere inches.
And I would have just been laying there dead in a house and nobody would have known because it was before I had Life 360 on my phone.
Right.
So I just went in to check out this bank-owned house. And
so that's another tip that we can add really quick to the safety list is I will consistently have a check-in. So I have a husband. So we have Life 360, but still, you know, if he calls me and I miss a call, like maybe I'm there, you know, he knows that I opened, you know, stuff like that. I'm constantly letting him know, like, hey, I'm here. I'm getting set up. Hey, I'm opening the door. Hey, I got our first people. And then that can be your support person too of getting you hyped up. Like, hey, I'm so excited. I got my first people. He'll text me like, go babe, crush it. You're going to do awesome. I love you so much. But also it's a safety thing too. So like if he texts me, hey, are you okay? You know, within the next couple of minutes, you know, if I'm having a conversation and it's going on too long, I have no problem. Like if he texts me a couple times in a row, well, that's my husband. He's just making sure I'm okay. Yes, I'm okay. Let's finish our conversation. So having that person to check in with is a good safety tip too.
Yeah. Or you also mentioned like having a lender come with you.
Oh yeah. Get a buddy. Yeah. Buddy system.
Get a buddy or even another agent. So having another agent do an open house with you is really awesome too, because if you are at the open house and a buyer comes through and maybe they don't necessarily like that house, but they don't have another agent, your buddy could have a list of other houses in the area immediately take them out and go show them some other houses. You just capitalized on a client. And especially if you know it's going to be a busy one, like when I have those banger listings and I'm like, it's about to be amazing. Hey, Kristen, you and Kylie go do this open house. You're going to need to. It's going to be a banger. I had done a friend at my gym's open house and I know it was Kristen and somebody else that did the open house for me. I had his listing. They did my open house and there was so many people, it literally looked like a drive-in movie theater. Like she sent me a picture of the shoes and it looked like you were at like a frat house or something. There was like 70 pairs of shoes at the front door. She's like, this was insane. I've never had so many people through. She's like,
she's probably like, I need a cigarette. Yeah, now
there was over 60 people that came through an open house in like 3 hours.
That's
like
bananas.
Yeah, the neighbors were like sending him videos like, dude, look at your house. And it was just like person, but it was a beauty. I told them, they were like, we want to get top dollar. I said, get it Pottery Barn ready. And they got it. It looked like it was right out of a magazine. It was beautiful. So when Dave took the photos, everybody seen them and they were like, let's go.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It was all out.
Well, there you have it, friends, with this comprehensive guide. And again, we'll put everything together. I think we should just put everything together and just have an open house survival kit, an open house success kit. You can go to mystarsacademy.com. We'll put it together. We'll drop the link for download in the description for all of our podcasts. So you can just get this, use it. We'll give you a template for sign-in sheets. We'll give you a template for everything that you're going to need to super be successful. This is it. That's everything.
Yeah.
We literally just spilled our gut. We gave you the keys to the kingdom. So whether you're a real estate agent or whether you're someone who's just trying to sell on your own, which is silly, you should totally call us. We will help you sell your house. So you won't have to do all these things.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. And just remember, every open house is an opportunity to shine and showcase your expertise. So get out there and crush it, friends.
Absolutely. Thanks for stopping by this week. Please, please, please hit that subscribe, hit the like, hit the share. You know you love this episode, so share the show and come back next week because we drop fresh content every Thursday here on Elite Life Podcast.
Bye.
We thank you so much for joining us today on the Elite Live with Trish and Kylie. Be sure to share the episode with a friend so we can continue bringing you more great tips on grit, grace, and real estate. You can also connect with us on Instagram, Facebook. We hope the ideas we share continue to help you build an empire and leave a legacy.